want to welcome him in the studio here. Before he heads down to visit Tom Miller on 1340 AM, I wanted to get Bob Sandage in here with me. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you today, brother?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, I tell you what, my friend, did you ever, when you first got started with the coal mining, coal miners movement, did you realize you'd be here talking to me today?
Did not have a clue. No, I didn't.
I want you to get just a little bit closer to the microphone, but yes. Tell us, like, because right now you're over 19,000 people on the Coal Miners Movement Facebook page. How'd this all get started, Bob?
Well, it started out with just everybody's concern of what can somebody do, what can somebody do? And mm-hmm. Of course, you're up against it, and nobody knew. After last Friday's big hit in the coal industry of hundreds of people layoffs, well, yeah. My wife mentioned launching a Facebook page, and I do social media, but I never had a clue that mm-hmm. Something like this was out there. So
yeah,
Saturday afternoon we launched it, and by Saturday night we were 600 strong. So.
Wow. And then now you're over 19,000, and it's probably going to go over 20,000 today. It's Coal Miners Movement on your Facebook, and then the website is coalminersmovement.org. So the wife got you into this.
Oh, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I think.
Absolutely. But on your website, I mean, no matter where you're living at in Southern Illinois, you're affected by folks here in the coal mining industry. And when the coal mines are rolling strong, you know, we've got a lot of money injected into our economy. You know, seriously, we've got people working. And then I don't know how many were given notices the other day, like you said. What was it, like 200 folks? Just every day you hear about something else going on.
Boom, boom.
When my pawpaw Zimmer was mining coal, he worked at Peabody 18 for a long time, just north of Frankfort. For you Frankfort folks, that's the 18 bottoms there between Benton and West Frankfort. That was the mine he was at for a long time. He was Old King Coal in 1988. It was like security. You know what I mean? It was like, hey, your pawpaw is in the mines. We all enjoy the fruits of his labor, Bob. And yep. Now what you're saying with this coalminersmovement.org, you're wanting to make coal great again.
That's the punchline. Yeah, we've been when we started it, we had no idea it would do this, and we were mm-hmm. just reaching out to people to gain some kind of support group. But
yeah,
instantly we had to have a direction, and
yeah,
we want to make coal great again.
Absolutely. And I think it can be. And I think, you know, what exactly are you wanting folks to do who are listening today?
As they listen today, if you can just go to the website, coalminersmovement.org, there's a tab for registration. It's nothing critical. We're not going to mm-hmm. bombard you with a bunch.
You're not going to sell my email to foreign companies?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
that's wonderful.
That's right.
Okay, good.
And if you just sign up, and then there's registration, and there's three questions on there that we ask people to answer, and it involves if you've been laid off, and two mm-hmm. if you have been affected, and the third and really more important is you don't work in the mines, but you've been affected by the mines.
Gotcha.
If you're a local merchant, if you're a pharmacy, if you're a pizza house, trucker, railroad workers, anybody, and that's where we've had a tremendous outpour.
Okay. Well, here's what you do. Coalminersmovement.org. Make sure you find them on your Facebook as well. And you can do those simple things and show your support for our friends and neighbors right here been affected by what is apparently a war on coal. And here in Southern Illinois, this is one of our huge industries, and we want to make it great again. And Bob Sandage, your wife has enlisted you for the journey. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you today, my friend. I know you're heading to a TV station over in Evansville later today, and you're on with Tom Miller here in a second, but thanks for spending some time with me today, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. It's 7:12, Kent and the Country Morning Show. If you missed it, I'll have all of this up online at z100fm.com as well. Eric Church on your radio right now. Give me back my hometown, New Country, Z100.